An NFL player critically injured. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed after making a tackle during the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game against the Bengals.
He took a violent hit to the chest. He fell to the ground. He was able to stand back up, but when he stood up, he stumbled and fell to the ground in a very alarming way. And you could see some of the players on the field immediately pointing to him to get help from the sideline.
That's Joe Deniman of Fox 19 in Cincinnati, who was there. He reports Hamlin was given CPR and shocked twice with a defibrillator before being rushed to the hospital. The NFL has suspended the game indefinitely. The 118th Congress convenes Tuesday. The House may begin its new term gridlocked.
The House can't do anything until it elects a speaker. There are at least five Republicans, and maybe more, who oppose Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy can only lose four votes. The vote for Speaker has not gone to a second ballot in 100 years. The House must continue to vote until it picks a Speaker.
Fox's Chad Pergram of the Capitol, the House minority leader in the last Congress, Representative McCarthy, is reportedly making concessions to conservative members, including a midterm confidence vote to win enough support. The search for the man suspected of killing a Pennsylvania police chief on Monday has ended with the suspect shooting death after being spotted in Pittsburgh.
While fleeing from the officers, the suspect fired at the officers. The officers returned fire. The suspect was struck. He was pronounced dead at the scene.
That's Allegheny County, Pennsylvania Police Superintendent Chris Kearns. In the earlier shooting, Breckenridge, Pennsylvania Police Chief Justin McIntyre was shot to death. Another officer was wounded. Avengers actor Jeremy Renner suffered blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries in a snowplowing accident in Reno, Nevada on Sunday. His agent says he remains in critical but stable condition following surgery. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience. Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family. And now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
An unprecedented execution is scheduled Tuesday as the state of Missouri plans to end the life of a transgender death row inmate.
Citing mental health issues, lawyers for death row inmate Amber McLaughlin are appealing to Missouri Governor Mike Parson for clemency ahead of McLaughlin's scheduled lethal injection Tuesday. The 49-year-old, whose death warrant was issued under the name Scott McLaughlin, raped, strangled, and stabbed to death 45-year-old Beverly Ginther in 2003. McLaughlin was also previously imprisoned and listed on the Missouri Sex Offender Registry for the 1992 sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl. Two other convicted murderers were put to death in Missouri last year. Another is set to die next month. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Brian Koberger, facing first-degree murder charges in the slaying of four University of Idaho students in November, is not expected to fight extradition at his hearing Tuesday in Pennsylvania, where he was captured at his parents' home on Friday. His public defender says Koberger is eager to be exonerated and plans to tell the Pennsylvania judge that he will waive his extradition hearing so he can be quickly taken to Idaho to stand trial. At the Vatican, thousands of people have filed past the remains of the former pope.
A solemn procession of clergy and household staff accompanied the body of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI as it was moved from the Mater Ecclesia Monastery in the Vatican Gardens to St. Peter's Basilica. Benedict, now lying in repose under the high altar, died Saturday at the age of 95. Over the next 2 days, tens of thousands will wait in long lines to pay their last respects to the only pope to resign in six centuries. Benedict's funeral is Thursday morning. Pope Francis will become the first pontiff in the modern era to preside as pope over the funeral of his predecessor. In Rome, Lauren Green, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.